Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you in climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, 5 a.m. friends. Today is Thursday, March 7th, 2024, and this is Lisa Chinati calling in from Boston, Massachusetts. As most of you know, last week I had the absolute honor of attending Tom Ferry's Elite Retreat in Orlando. It's always one of my favorite events of the year as I get the opportunity to meet and connect with a whole bunch of new people while also seeing all of my closest friends. The event has no doubt grown over the years. When I attended my first Elite Retreat way back in the day, I think there were something like 500 people there. We all had tables to sit at. I think the count for attendance this year was somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500 people. No tables this year, just chairs. So, a totally different vibe from way back in the day, but still so incredibly electric. Whenever I attend an event, I am cognizant of a few things. First, I always go into an event knowing that there is no way I'm going to be able to implement nearly everything that is spoken about. So I am intentional with the notes that I take. Second, I always go to an event with no assumptions that I am above anything. I am continually learning and finding better ways to do even the simplest of things. And finally, as I make sure that I leave my notebook and my carry-on, so that I can read and reread all of my notes on the plane ride home while everything is still fresh in my mind, making notes how I can apply those things to my current business. This year, the two most impactful speakers for me were keynote speaker Nicole Makowski and one of my besties, Tom Tool. Two completely different individuals with two very different presentations, but ironically, each of them spoke about a lot of the same things. My key takeaway from the Tom Tool's presentation was a slide that he posted with a quote from Steve Jobs. The quote is simply, "A players like to work together, and they don't like it if you tolerate B work." There are so many ways that you can apply this quote to your business, regardless of where you are in your business building journey. Tom used this quote with respect to the members of his team, and this is how it spoke to me. But you can also think about this with respect to your customers, your vendors, or your strategic partners. And then there was Nicole. For those of you who don't know her, take some time to Google her. She is as badass as they come, a powerful, determined woman who set out to become the first female Thunderbird pilot ever. She was kind and relatable, insanely humble, and the passion that she just radiates is contagious. I had a whole page full of notes from Nicole's presentation. But as I sat on the plane for my ride home and made asterisks next to the biggest takeaways, the standouts were, when facing turbulence, loosen your grip. The power of your words to make or break somebody's dream is infinitely powerful. And finally, the wingman's contract. What is the wingman's contract and what does it really mean? Well, first, understand that as a Thunderbird pilot, these remarkable humans are often flying blind to all members of the pack, if you will, and a mere 12 inches apart from each other. Like literally, there could be as little as 12 inches from the tip of each wing. Trust is required. One small error, one lapse in judgment, one deviation from the standard could truly be a matter of life and death. So the wingman contract represents the gentleman's handshake and the gentlewoman's agreement that says, this is our culture and our standards of behavior. It's an inherent and often unspoken promise to each other that our actions will always represent the mission, the professional standards, and the values of the whole team. Adherence to the wingman contract enables every member of the team, regardless of their level of responsibility and authority, to make agile, decisive, and independent decisions that always align with the team's goals and the collective best interest. During the same speech, Nicole asked the audience, "Does your team or your company have a wingman contract?" She then challenged each member of the audience to think about what their personal wingman contract was. I sat in that room and wrote, "My wingman contract," and then it was blank. So, sitting on the plane with my notebook open, I pondered whether I had a wingman contract or whether my company operated with a wingman contract. I thought about our core values and our mission statement, and as I flipped pages, I came back to the notes from Tom Tool's presentations and that Steve Jobs quote, "A players like to work together, and they don't like it if you tolerate B work." And I started to have an epiphany. My wingman contract is that we are all A's. My agents deserve to know that they are working with and aligned with other agents who are all A's. We should have a staff comprised of A's. Our customers deserve to know that they will be represented by A's. Taking it all a step further, I started scribbling notes about what makes someone an A. And then I sat in those thoughts for several days, just thinking about it all and what it really meant. To me, an A player is not someone who is the best of the best. They don't have to be a top producer or the most educated, but they need to be committed to being their best, to doing their best. An A player is someone who is always learning and looking for opportunities. They lift up those around them and understand that their actions are a direct representation of every other member of the team. And so, this week, we set free all agents that aren't A's. The conversations weren't always easy, but there was an immediate weight that was lifted and a positive buzz around the office. I have a new level of clarity for the mission and the role that I play as a wingman in my company. So my biggest questions for each of you this morning are, do you have a wingman contract? What is it that your teammates, your customers, your partners can expect from you? How are you going to show up as a true wingman? And finally, what actions do you need to take to ensure that you are living by the same contract day in and day out? See y'all back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.